But first, London Mayor Sadiq Khan has called for action against bad landlords. So this comes as Ilford South MP Jaz Athwal was renting out flats with ant infestations and black mould. Now, Athwal, who introduced a property licensing scheme as Redbridge Council leader, admitted his own flats did not meet these standards. Here he is now with Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer speaking alongside Mr Athwal back in 2021.
I'm here at Fairlop Waters in Redbridge with Councillor Jaz Athwal, leader of Redbridge Council. It's been brilliant just meeting residents and people around and seeing the great work that Redbridge Council has been doing. Despite Conservative cuts and despite the unimaginable challenges of the pandemic, Redbridge Council has brought Labour values to life. They've been building homes, libraries, and leisure centres. They've been protecting our key services.
So whilst he has apologised, that is Jaz Athwal, and sacked the agency managing the properties, there are growing calls for him to resign. Joining me now, barrister and writer Stephen Barrett. Stephen, thank you very much for joining me. So Stephen, I want to ask you first. So Jaz Athwal, he had about 15 properties. I think he had 15. Seven of those 15 didn't have a licence, as I understand it. Is he breaking a law? Because this was something that he introduced. Is he actually breaking a law?
Well, I don't want to definitively say that he was or wasn't breaking a law. I don't want to embroil myself in some legal mess. What I can say is that there are a huge ream of laws that apply to landlords in order to stop them acting in a rogue capacity. Before coming on the show, as you would expect, I've read the government's advice on it. It's 88 pages, and it's directed at local councils because it's the council's job to enforce these laws against rogue landlords. And Mr. Athwal ran his council. This is obviously important. And to show that I have no party political animus at all, I think the Mayor of London is right. The Mayor of London is a lawyer, and he's clearly standing up for the rule of law and saying that rules apply to everyone, regardless of their political background. And that is a very important principle to hold to. If we move to a position where rules don't apply to people if they belong to one party or another, I don't care which party it is, that will be a fundamental collapse in the rule of law, and that is a far darker thing for the country than even this. But I don't want to downplay this, Nana, because I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, there was an incredibly lovely little boy, and he died because of black mould, and because I was very proud of him, but I was very proud of the barrister Christian Weaver, who managed to convince the coroner manipulate the coroner. He got all the evidence and he put it all in, and he proved that the black mold was the cause. Black mold kills innocent little boys and innocent little girls. This is not unimportant. Mr. Athwal, I understand it, is one of the largest landlords in the house. We are told he has sacked his agency, but all we're told about the agency is that it's a man called Raymond. I mean, Nana. And can I just say that if it was possible to just blame your staff, then does anybody remember that there were some parties in Downing Street that the civil service had? And do you all remember how we let Boris Johnson off that, and that's why he's still Prime Minister? I mean, that just simply isn't what happens. You are responsible for your staff. You are responsible what goes on under your watch. And, you know, this Labour MP at least warrants investigation. And these properties, you know, should be investigated. That we cannot simply sweep this under the carpet. We had an incident again a few weeks ago where Labour MP Jess Phillips bragged about getting better treatment on the NHS because of who she was and because of her political views. That's outrageous as well. That can't simply be ignored. If we're going to drift into a country where rules don't apply to you because you're a member of the Labour Party, well, then, I mean, I'm just going to keep saying that that's a breakdown in the rule of law. I'm going to sit in this library until I'm physically taken out of it, and I'm going to carry on saying it because it will be true.
But Jaz Athwal, he's apologised, as did Boris, for the parties, although Boris lost everything pretty much in terms of his political career as a result of parties, that many of which he didn't attend. But Jaz Athwal's apologised, and the Labour Party have gone very, very quiet about this. If it were me or somebody else, this would apply to me. So what does that kind of say about the Labour Party? They haven't said anything about this. This has gone very quiet. The whip hasn't been removed. Something needs to happen, surely.
Well, yes, something needs to happen. And I'll take you to the more important constitutional principle, Nana, because I've been worried for a while that we're becoming a very infantile society. And actually, our constitution works on the idea that we're actually all grown-ups. And our constitution requires something of us. It often requires us, by the way, I was saying this to somebody yesterday, it requires us to volunteer. So it really needs us to sort of buckle up and get involved and roll up your sleeves, as I've done today, and you know, get your arm in and actually do something. But it also requires all of us purely as citizens to be grown-ups. That means we can no longer listen to a 24-hour media narrative. We can no longer have the outrage of today that tomorrow we forget. That's how children's cartoons operate. And we cannot live like children's cartoons. We're going to have to remember from day to day the different outrages. You know, we're going to have to keep banging on about them. I'm quite proud of you, Nana, that you wanted this story brought up, because I fear a lot of journalists would have said, oh, it's old hat now. And that we simply cannot live that way. If you live like that, you are living like children, and that is against what our constitution expects of us. It expects us to be active grown-ups, to go, hang on a second, this is a bit rum. Now, don't go too far. So the other danger is immediately implying that people are definitely guilty, finding them guilty, you know, by trial by social media, and getting carried away. One of my other bugbears is that if an investigation happens, and I'm not talking about this specific case, but there are other cases involving Labour politicians where there are pending actions, you must then stay quiet. That's what you must then do, because justice must be allowed to be done. Everybody's entitled to justice, and we must see that done too. That's also what I call part of being a grown-up in our society. But I think we're going to have to remember how to be a grown-up. I think we've spent many, many years, myself included, being self-indulgent. I mean, Nana, you could argue that my hair is self-indulgent, but, you know, allow us some small joys. But in order for our constitution to function, in order for our society to function, rules must apply to Labour MPs just as they apply to Conservative MPs. Outrage must apply to Conservative MPs and Labour MPs equally. Justice must be done. Rules must be enforced. That's what we require.
So what do they have in their arsenal as punishments for this sort of breach? Are there... because there must be things... So, for example, if I'm a bad landlord, what is it that I could face? Because if you don't have a licence, what punishment could you face?
Well, I adore you for asking me that question. So if everybody Googles the road landlord enforcement by the government, and then they'll get this document, and if they go to page 25, it's all really conveniently set out for them in a chart. So there's powers under the Housing Act 2004. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 powers under that act. There's one under the Environmental Protection Act 1990. There's one under the Energy Performance of Buildings, England and Wales Act 2012. I actually think there's also one under a new act that came out last year that this isn't up to date with. No, I don't think it is. So there's another one, and there's a power under 2025 regulations, and a power under the 2016 Planning Act. We have built a society with lots and lots of law. Actually, I argued yesterday, and in some ways we do have too much law, but that what that means is we have lots of good laws that we could enforce if we want to. Now, it's for the relevant council to enforce these. So we're going to have to trust this council, which this gentleman just ran, to investigate and to consider using its powers. Now, I want to live in a country where we can trust that council.
Mm.
Stephen, I don't think I can say anything more than that.
No.
Sorry.
Stephen Burke, thank you very much. It was really good to talk to you. Thank you very much for all of that. It's very insightful indeed. That is barrister and writer Stephen Burke. See, that's...